Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m., here on the podcast.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We're talking with retired FBI Special Agent Robin Drake right now and Hidden Killers contributor. Talking about Rex Heuermann, the allegations of him being the Gilgo Beach killer, the Long Island serial killer that tormented individuals, tormented a community of Long Island for some time now, 13 years since it all began. It went dormant for quite some time. If we take out of the equation the murders in general that we know about, and we just, let's say they just went in on his home just to see, are you a predator of some sort? What's on your search history? Are you searching for child porn? That in itself could get him locked away for probably close to the rest of his life. Some of his searches, extremely disturbing. I was going to publish the list of them on our website the other day, but I thought I'll probably end up blacklisted. They'll probably get kicked off of Google or something if I put these words up. But I'm not going to read the whole list because it is just horrific. But some of these teen girl begging for rape porn, tied slave, force fed. It goes on and on. Just horrible things. Old janitors, gang bang, little schoolgirl. Very violent, very focused on child rape. It very much seems here. And this is, you know, just the search history that they got from a small period of time. That to me, again, you're getting into someone's head. I'm sure Rex wasn't walking around his architectural firm going, hey, did you see that girl hogtied torture porn that I searched the other day? No, I mean, this is just him in his own little world, I'm guessing. And any of people that he ends up bringing into it to abuse and or murder. What does this, I mean, tell us as far as confirming the likelihood that this is, in fact, the man that they need?
Well, the first thing that really sparks my mind with that is, as we've said multiple times, is the arc of his life. I've become immediately curious about what he experienced growing up that caused this behavior pattern. And as he's obviously an intelligent person, as we've seen the difference between someone who's an intelligent, charged serial killer and as those who aren't, as we've talked about in some of these other cases, if this is him, you know, he obviously started early. And so he got reps in, he got better at it, and he became really, this is where the scary part happens, and became his undoing, as much as technology played a role in it. When you become really comfortable in your environment, and he became comfortable and feeling safe with his behavior and how to hide his behavior, he became really effective at it. You know, the fact that it looked like his wife and children were shocked and appalled shows that he did a decent job. Either they were in denial, or he was just really good at hiding this part of his secret life. And I tend to go on the side of he was just really good at hiding his secret life. I mean, there are alcoholics and drug addicts out there that are fantastic at hiding their behavior from others because they know it's shameful and they know how to do a very good job of it because they have years and years of practice doing it. I think that's where he falls in. But I go back to what was that arc of his life that started very early on that created this behavior? Because yes, no doubt we have malformations of the brain going on, chemical imbalances, all the things that the licensed clinicians and psychologists can speak to. But there's normal human behavior in there as well that he was exposed to in a very negative way that caused this behavior pattern to be so deviant from societal norms. It's horrendous.
What do you make of his harassing, allegedly, of the sister and some of the family members of the people that were murdered on those beaches and left their corpses just to rot away or wash away? Some of it very disturbing, especially when they're getting phone calls from their loved ones' cell phones shortly after they have been found dead or just completely missing, taunting and saying horrible things of "I killed them," and just, you know, this, it's out of a horror movie. Is this again, it's one of those difficult things where you try to put yourself in someone else's shoes or place or mind, and I can't, and I think that's a good thing in this case, because it's just pure evil.
Power and control. You know, everything we're seeing through that pattern of, again, you've laid out the arc of the types of individuals and the types of searches he's done, the types of behaviors he's had, and the victims themselves, they follow an arc of trying to have power and control over others, including the harassing of others, you know, kind of flaunting his power in front of them of what he was able to do to others. Again, going back to that childhood development, I wouldn't be surprised how the trauma he probably went through that exercised that need later in his life to have control and power over others, because he probably felt powerless at someone's hand earlier in life. Again, I'm a closet psychologist on this stuff, but it definitely follows that pattern of having this overwhelming, unhealthy need to exercise power and control over others.
What do you make of some of the items that were taken out of his home the other day? Specifically, one to me, it reminded me of Annabelle from the Conjuring movies, where there's a doll in a case being carried out of his little kind of weird room that was his. And I don't know what other objects that were taken out, but that one really stood out to me. And the fact that he had kind of a little trophy room or place in the house that no one else could go to other than him. One would think that might raise some red flags with spouses or other family members, but you know, every family is different. I'm not trying to judge them by any means, and dynamics and abuse cycles and all that. While at the outside, it may look to us as, well, how did you not look at that as being crazy? Because it might have been slowly normalized over the years with someone like him.
Yeah, that's exactly what you hit right on the head there, as always, Tony. You know, he established a pattern of normal behavior inside that household that everyone just accepted as this is normal. Mm-hmm. And if he's been doing it for years and years and years, it wouldn't stand out as abnormal. And so he normalized abnormal behavior to the people around him so that it wouldn't spike until you could get that objective optic outside of that, no doubt. What I make of those things they took out of the house? Dude, I'm like you. My mind does not think that way. I got no idea.
This is one of the creepiest things I've ever seen come out of. Like, is that the Annabelle doll? I mean, it wasn't, but I mean, I know people collect things and all that. Usually it's older women who collect little dolls like that. And I guess who's to say? We don't really know if that might have been his wife's thing in another room, but knowing what we know thus far, I would put higher odds now that it was in his little cave of disgustingness.
You know, as you're speaking, I'm thinking, you know, like you said, thankfully you and I don't think this way, so it's hard to understand it. You know, we try to understand the behaviors, you know, that might be the originators of these things, but how they manifest in people's minds, that's what becomes truly baffling, because only he knows. I mean, literally, I would have no idea why some people do what they do. You know, we can make a guess about control and power over others. But until you get, and he might not even know. It's the funniest thing about these things, and the tragic thing also, these people that are doing such abnormal, heinous behavior towards others, they're a lot of them, as I think, if Koberger winds up being guilty, or anyone, or whoever it was, because I know we're always very careful with our language, they're constantly experimenting with what gives them psychological satisfaction. So a lot of times I think they don't even know themselves. They're just experimenting with what's going to give me that rise that I need, that feeling of emotional connection, that feeling of emotional satisfaction or psychological satisfaction or safety that I haven't been able to get doing this. And so I think they're constantly trying out different science experiments in the world around them to try to get their needs met in a very unhealthy way.
Yeah. He's said out loud, and his attorneys have communicated, he says he's innocent, no, not guilty. This is horrible. Sure. Of course he would. As the evidence continues to mount, and it's like mountains daily, do you think, based on what we've seen in his arc of life and his personality, that this is an individual who at some point may say, yeah, it's me, kind of Dennis Rader style, and I'm guilty? Or is this one of those that they're so into it and they've been working the system for so long and being able to beat it that they're going to give their hand to try it, going to trial on this and seeing if they can argue that they are innocent of these crimes?
Oh, yeah. I'm on the side of he's going to fight tooth and nail the entire way. I mean, it's why not? I mean, again, he's got a lot of reps of shielding his shame and shielding his secret place from the world, that I think he's got a lot of confidence that he can keep doing it.
Yep.
And so my novice guess on he's going to keep fighting. Why not? Yep. Because either way he's screwed. And whether, again, when we look at that arc of these behaviors, of all these searches, of all these creepy things, of all these things, and also people that are saying about him now as well, if he's found innocent of these murders, they'll find him guilty for something else. I mean, this is not a healthy life.
It's so, pretty much guaranteed, I think, at this point, he will be away for the rest of his life in one way, shape, or form.
Yeah,
if not for the child porn and all that other stuff. Yeah,
it's kind of like Alex Murdoch.
Yes.
You know, so here's a guy that, you know, he got put away for murdering his wife and son. But if not that, he's going to be in jail for fraud. I mean, either way, you're going away.
Another person that is taken out of society for very good reason.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.